Hello dear listeners, James here on Tuesday the 7th of December 2010, and I'm recording an audio boo as I drive on a mission of mercy to Mr. Associated Dairy's shop. Hang on a minute, what's going on now? I know he's reversing into a drive, that's fine then. To pick up some more paracetamol for Beth, because bless her, she's not very well. She's been beset with nasty cold, flu-y, bronchitis-y type stuff. And I think I'm fighting it off myself. It's been an odd kind of day. Yesterday I went to work, which I don't normally do on a Monday, because I normally sort of stay at home and do a bit at home and do long days the rest of the week. But I had a few meetings and things to go to. And this morning I felt awful. Well, in fact, when I got home last night, I was shivering and feeling quite flu-y. So I didn't sleep particularly well, and when I woke up this morning, I felt pretty ropey, but not as bad as Beth. So I got to take Eleanor to school, which is fine. And I was going to try and recuperate for the rest of the day, but there was so much going on at work that I was on the emails and dealing with all kinds of things for much of the rest of the time. But that was fine, because being at home meant otherwise I wouldn't be home in time to go to Christopher's parents' evening, and Beth was in no fit state to go to that, so we did that instead. So we ambled up to Christopher's high school, first parents' evening of his time there. I mean, it's only been a term, and he seems to be doing very well. What the best thing about it is that he seems to be in a fairly cooperative and well-motivated class, which makes all the difference, really, because there's less need for riot control and better opportunity for study. And I mean, the teachers tended to be quite positive. You know, it's actually quite encouraging to go to a school where the teachers seem quite, you know, fairly positive, because most of them on the whole seem motivated. And with the job of teaching nowadays, one can easily predict that the teachers might be sort of jaded or sort of laden down with the rigours of the national curriculum, well, I guess as was. I don't know what the Conservative government are planning to do. But anyway, that's my day, really. And I'm home and I'm tired. I'm going to go to bed soon, because I've definitely got to go into the office tomorrow. Beth really wants to go to work, but given that she's still got a temperature, she's basically going to keep on this regime, taking paracetamol on a fairly regular basis to maintain her temperature. Well, obviously she knows what she's doing and stuff. And so, by all accounts, hopefully everything will be all right. Christopher's got a really nasty cough. Eleanor is absolutely sprightly, so she seems to have been the best of all worlds at the moment. So hopefully that will continue. And as I was saying to the school teachers, because they've been suffering with quite a lot of people who've been off sick, let's just get it out of the way before Christmas. Because the cold weather has been so soon, I think this is completely normal, isn't it, really? The bugs tend to come out when the weather gets chilly, and it's been early this year, therefore so are the bugs. But yes, we'll all survive. Very briefly, to Jana's point, that's had some very interesting discussion about tidying and storage. I totally take everybody else's point. In some respects, you cannot have enough storage, but in other respects, it's never going to get the best use. And the more storage you have, unfortunately, the less space you have to do anything else. So that makes it quite frustrating, because you end up with cupboards and shelves and then about 3 square foot of lounge. But we've actually got a really nice coffee table, which has got an openings at either end. We've got all our board games in, that works quite nicely. But the fact is, and it's a simple fact, that the universe tends towards chaos. Children are at one with the universe. They will make them. That's just the facts of life. And unless you want to ban your children from playing in, you remember in the old days when there was a best table that you just wouldn't play on. We don't really do that anymore. Unless you want your children to treat certain areas of the house like best and never to venture in there, the house is going to be untidy. That's just something we've come to terms with. As far as tidying bedrooms and things, the children are pretty appalling at that as well, bless them. It doesn't help much that we don't have a major tidying regime. I try and hoover every Saturday, which means trying to clear out the lounge and the kitchen every Saturday, and every other week doing the bedrooms. But generally that'll be the whole of Saturday morning gone, and you either do or you don't do it. And if we've got guests turning up, we definitely do it. Anyway, I shall close now because I've turned up at Asda, and so I shall leave it there. Have a lovely evening. I can't believe it's still Tuesday. I could never get the hang of Tuesdays. And just if you're enjoying life, carry on enjoying life. If you're not enjoying life, I hope things get better for you. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.